This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. The latest from Venezuela, or at least updates from Venezuela. I actually don't have the exact latest, but I suspect that the S is continuing to hit the fan there until at some point the people of Venezuela are going to have had enough.
Well, it's not as bad hitting the fan in Venezuela as in most places because their electricity isn't working, so the fan's not running. Most places, when it hits the fan, it spreads everywhere.
Now, are you saying that the electricity now is worse than it was, or that are you making a general comment about how the government provides the electricity in Venezuela, and so therefore, and since it's subsidized, that people use it way too much and there are frequent brownouts and blackouts?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, if you apparently they'll give electricity to the industrial areas more than they will the residential areas, and as we learned months ago on this program, there are secret Bitcoin mines that people have set up computing equipment to mine for Bitcoin, and the secret police in Venezuela are on the hunt for those people. So it's a crazy situation out there, deepening crisis, as people have been hitting the streets for weeks now in just ongoing protests out there, people being killed by thugs who have taken the side of the government, probably because the government gave them guns. And they're basically doing the bidding of Nicolas Maduro, who's the president of the country,
yes,
while not officially being part of the government. They're just armed hooligans who have decided to align themselves for the purposes of gaining power with the states. So you can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll figure out what the latest is. But I've actually had a piece here from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, that is entitled, What Venezuela Can Teach Young Socialists. Because you know, if you talk to a socialist and you say to them, hey, look, Mr. Socialist, here's your socialist paradise, Venezuela. Look what's happening. Look what socialism has wrought on the people there. The socialists, that, if they're worth their salt, they will likely say something to the effect of, well, that's not true socialism. And just blow it off, blow it off the table. Oh, no, that's not how socialism's supposed to be done. See, they got it all wrong. If you were to just put the socialist you're talking to in charge, or their favorite socialist, say Bernie Sanders or something like that, then everything would be a socialist utopia. The people wouldn't have to work anymore, and we would all just be feeding and eating grapes off from our machine overlords. But anyway, let's get back or get into the story here from the Foundation for Economic Education, where Marianne Eltupi writes the following. Nikita Khrushchev, the Soviet dictator between 1953 and 1964, allegedly said that, quote, when the world is socialist, Switzerland will have to remain capitalist so that it can tell us the price of everything, unquote. Now, just as it was important that the communists would be continuously exposed to at least one country that got its economics right, such as Switzerland, so it is instructive for the capitalist world to be continuously exposed to at least one country that gets its economics wrong, such as Venezuela.
Now, here they're using the term capitalist to mean something akin to a free market, not a regulated economy.
I presume, right? That's what it sounds like, because we don't have a free market,
right?
So they must not be referring to a free market. Khrushchev, like all the early communists, believed in the eventual triumph of socialism. In the early 1920s, the Soviet Union sold some of its best art to American millionaires, such as the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Andrew Mellon, in order to raise funds so they might prevail in their Russian Civil War. The communists believed they would get the paintings back after communism triumphed in the United States. In the event that America got, or in the event America got the National Gallery of Art, while the Russians were left with empty rooms at the Hermitage. But Khrushchev's point about Switzerland was a serious one. Early opponents of socialism, including Ludwig von Mises and Friedrich Hayek, pointed out that without the free market, socialists would have no way of determining the prices of anything. In a capitalist economy, nobody sets the prices of goods and services, unless, of course, one considers heavily regulated parts of the economy, such as the American healthcare system under Obamacare. Prices emerge spontaneously, depending on supply and demand. Socialist countries, in contrast, employ thousands of bureaucrats who try to estimate future supply and demand and incorporate those estimates into Soviet five-year plans. And the old story was,
there are five-year plans all around the United States. There are bureaucrats that set the price of all kinds of things. The price of milk.
Yeah, that's very controlled.
Is established by some government bureaucrat.
Federal,
or
yeah.
A group of legislators somewhere.
Sure is. I mean, the United States has plenty of socialism within it.
Price of corn. Price of wheat, well, pork
right,
bellies.
And so beyond just straight-up price controls, which do happen, as you're referring to, there's also, of course, taxes and on imports that
sugar.
Mess with the prices of things, that interfere with the free marketplace.
Right, and when you add the thing, so there's the tariffs on sugar, and then corn is heavily subsidized and the price is set. So that's why you wind up with most sodas, or Coke, where I'm from,
right,
having high fructose corn syrup in it. Now, you can find the Mexican Coke or the throwback Pepsi that does have sugar, but that's not the standard thing.
You're paying a premium for Mexican Coke. You've got to import
that. Even the throwback Pepsi.
More expensive.
It's more expensive
because they have
the stuff with the high fructose.
Because they have to pay more for the sugar that they use in that product because of the import controls and tariffs.
And the subsidies on corn.
Yep, exactly.
So you're driving down the price of one thing and driving up the price of something else. It's no wonder people use the cheaper thing.
Exactly right. Now, I mean, we can pick apart the United States and its various different socialist policies. There's no doubt that it has a myriad of them. Of course, we haven't even touched on things like Social Security and various other wealth redistribution programs that the government of the United States has. But to really look at socialism in complete free fall and failure, Venezuela is quite instructive. So back to fee.org. So the point about Switzerland was a serious one. They say here that prices emerge spontaneously in a relatively free economy, depending on supply and demand, whereas these in socialist countries, they have bureaucrats who try to decide these things. And, of course, the old story about the Soviet Union was that they were checking the Sears catalog to try to figure out what the prices of things should be, which, of course, doesn't really translate because the economics or the economy in the United States is not going to be the same. Whatever the prices would be in Russia wouldn't be exactly the same anyway for a variety of different reasons. So by Khrushchev's time, it was clear that the Soviet plans were not worth the paper they were scribbled on. The failure of central planning explained both the shortages of basic goods in the Soviet Union and the need for an independent and capitalist Switzerland. Conversely, it's useful for people in free market democracies to be constantly reminded of the consequences of alternative economic and political arrangements, such as those in contemporary Venezuela. The country's attempt to build 21st century socialism has run into predictable problems, including rising infant mortality rates, triple-digit inflation, widespread food shortages. By the way, we'll talk more about the inflation coming up here in moments, but I don't know if you've checked recently, but as of a couple of weeks ago, it was 6,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar.
Wow, that's like double what it was the last time I looked.
Yeah, prior
and
to
that was just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. It's been crazy.
And it's all the fault of a guy that works at Home Depot in Hoover, Alabama.
That's right. The guy who runs the website DolarToday.com, the Venezuelan government has been blaming him, as well as the United States in general, for all of their economic woes. We'll continue here with what's going on in Venezuela and what lessons can be learned for young socialists. Because a lot of socialists are young, given that they're just coming out of the government schools or they've been indoctrinated with a lot of these ideas, they've never actually worked in the semi-free market. You know, we're comparing it to other countries. And they really don't know what life and the economy is like. They've been stuck in the world of academia. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Here in the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype, so Skype on in here to join us. Skype username, lrn.fm. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to the idea of Bitcoin and you've been hearing some of the buzz about it. There's definitely been some more coverage in the mainstream media. As my understanding, Wall Street Journal recently covered the new record highs for the price of Bitcoin. In fact, it's been flirting with new record highs within the last 72 hours, getting closer and closer to $3,000 per Bitcoin. It was around 2850, I would say, 2830 or so today. And so it's been interesting to watch. If you're brand new to it, then you need to learn the basics. And a great place to go to do that is Bitcoin.com. Plus, even if you're not brand new and you want to get the latest news on what's happening with the Bitcoin geek war behind the scenes, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got all kinds of neat features at Bitcoin.com, including games that you can play with your Bitcoin. You can get the latest there at their news section. There's also even a forum where you can interact with other Bitcoin users. Go to Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more about Venezuela's socialism coming up here in moments from the Foundation for Economic Education. But first, we've got Bill on the line in California. Bill, you're on with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing out there?
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
First of all, I want to let you know that there's a homeless man up here. I live in the Sierra Nevada, and there's a homeless guy that is mining Bitcoin, he told me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, mining, that's just basically just, buying the coins and letting the price, the value rise, right?
Nope, not at all. That would be an investment. You can do that anytime. Mining, without getting into too much technical detail, as I understand it, is basically the process by which new Bitcoins come into existence. And it is a mathematical challenge, essentially, that a computer, your computer, or other computers around the world, thousands of them at any moment, are trying to solve. And the mining group that solves that cryptographic challenge is the one that receives the 12.5 Bitcoin reward in order for doing that. Plus, there are also miners' fees that are paid with every transaction on the Bitcoin network that also go to the miners. And I'm not sure who decides who gets the fees. I don't know if I've ever heard that. But maybe it also goes to the people who get the reward. I don't know. But
I think the fees are spread out a little more than the block reward.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard.
I don't know.
So we're not experts on this, but that's basically what mining is. It's you've got to use very specialized computer hardware, like graphics cards or hardware that's specifically designed for mining purposes, in order to have a chance at competing in the mining world.
Yes.
It's a big, big money world. It used to be something that anybody could do on their desktop computer, and it's gotten a lot more challenging to accomplish it these days. So what you tend to see in the mining world are large server farms located in China and other places where power is very affordable. As we were mentioning, Venezuela, the subsidized power has resulted in people that are setting up mining operations, and the cops are coming after them. Now, this homeless guy, you got to have a source of power in order to mine, so where is he plugging in, do you know?
I believe he goes to the library to do it, because he can get free internet at the library. Or, I mean, you know, don't underestimate the homeless community. They're not. They're some of the smartest people around out there to survive.
Yeah,
they're with to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's hard to imagine somebody carrying in a whole computer into the library, because that's what you would need.
He's homeless, but you know I have a couple of friends that are homeless that I feed and stuff like that. They're even though they're homeless, that they have like friends in the community that will give them access to certain things they need to do, you know.
Hmm.
But then at night they go back out to their camp. That's all kind of how it works.
There are some cryptocurrencies that you can mine with a laptop, or you can mine with just any old thing.
Now, it would be interesting if maybe he installed some mining software on one of the computers
in
the library. And he just goes in to check the account and move it around? I don't know.
I would think he probably wouldn't get away with it for too long, because if you're mining if you're mining Bitcoin, you got to use graphics cards, right? Or the ASICs or whatever. I don't even know if you can use graphics cards anymore. I think you can, but I've never actually mined Bitcoin. I've tried it with Litecoin. and I've tried it with Bitcoin, BIP coin. So I've done a little bit of mining, but I always just use my I always use the kind of mining where you can just use your computer chip rather than
the
specialized
cores.
Yeah, because I'm not willing to go and actually spend money on hardware to mine because you can't make it back.
Right.
Unless, you know, again, you're in a place where the power is very, very cheap. Bill, any other thoughts, any questions?
This is before I get to my point. This is a guy that, you know, he's like unshaven, unwashed, you know, with a beard and everything, ragged clothing, and he told me this. So, hey, you know, from anywhere. Anyways, about Venezuela.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, it's a secret topic on the show, and you know, it's one I kind of pay attention to. How much are you factoring into the equation the fact that oil, you know, about 3 years ago, the price of oil pretty much crashed down to less than half of what it was. And Venezuela's economy, for better or worse, and for worse, I think, is basically tied to the price of oil.
Have to be. I mean, you're right. The price of oil has done some damage. But that's only because they were relying on the oil to prop themselves up.
Yes.
Venezuela's economy does not have to be exclusive to oil production. It is a place where in the past it had very, very, you know, a very strong middle class with
climate to where they should be able to produce, like, all of the food.
Yes.
And I think one of the updates you have is how they don't have any of the food.
Correct. And it's because of government interference, government control over people's property, as far as government coming in and, you know, nationalizing industries and taking over people's land and deciding what should be done with it, which, of course, when, again, you put centralized bureaucracy in charge of making decisions for the marketplace, you get all kinds of screw-ups. And so that's why they're bringing in their food from the outside. They're importing everything into Venezuela for the most part, if they can afford to pay for the imports at this point, which is also a big challenge because their government has messed up the economy, not just through relying on the price of oil, but more so through the exchange rate, which the government has. And it, you know, we always talk about this, but and the reason why is because it's so important, I think, to all of this. The exchange rate is set by the government, 10 to 1, meaning that it's $1. If you go into a bank, you take a U.S. dollar into a bank in Venezuela, and you tell them you want bolivars for it, the Bolivar Fuerte, the so-called strong bolivar, which replaced their old bolivar, 15 years ago or something like that? 10 years?
A while ago.
I don't remember exactly
how long.
But if you walk into that bank, they'll hand you 10 bolivar. Now, if you go into the streets and you find somebody who's willing to take that dollar from you, would you mind going, Daryl, real quick to Dollar today? Because the last time we checked it, it was 6,000, more than 6,000 bolivar per U.S. dollar. If you go into the streets, what will you get tonight for one U.S. dollar?
Dollar today, about 7,100.
7,100 of them. And so that really wreaks some serious havoc. We can talk more about that coming up here. Thank you, Bill, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's a record high that I've seen. We were looking at it previously when it was 2,000, 4,000. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. We're talking about the situation in Venezuela. And how did they get to where they are? I mean, it's easy to just point your finger and say, socialism, see? Well, you know, you need to talk a little bit more about what specific policies led to the country's downfall. We're doing that and also sharing a story from FEE.org, the Foundation for Economic Education. It's Ian and Daryl here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us and comment. You can also bring up anything you want. Now, do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, so we had a gentleman on the phone who was asking about, well, isn't this because of the price of oil? I mean, oil used to be at this high price, and then it, you know, went dramatically down a few years ago, and Venezuela's economy has been spiraling down the toilet ever since. Isn't this the major factor here?
It's definitely a large factor, but the fact that the Venezuelan government was so dependent on one thing just goes to show why you should not put all of your eggs in one basket. And right now, the country is so poor that they cannot export oil.
That's correct.
They cannot. Let that sink in. They cannot export oil. There are ships,
the barges, yeah,
that cannot be cleaned or inspected to be able to leave port.
Right, because they owe a bunch of money and they can't, you know, basically pay their debts at this point, and they can't afford to clean the ships.
How long ago was it when we had the report that they could not afford their money?
Correct. They couldn't even afford to buy money, is what you're saying. They have a private company that prints it for
several
them.
Private companies.
Well, right, because one private company was like, yeah, we're not going to print any more money for you. You owe us $70
million. $72
million. Yeah, and that's U.S. dollars that they owe them, which, of course, they don't have. They don't have that kind of money sitting around to pay for this.
We'll pay you in Bolivar Fuerte.
Which they don't want. Because who would want Bolivar Fuerte when the actual street value of the Bolivar Fuerte, according to DollarToday.com, is over 7,100 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar, while the government is still prancing around saying that it's 1 to 10.
10 to 1.
And, I mean, it's just a crazy thing. And that's where this really comes from. Because even if, you know, not only are they telling business owners, we're going to take your business, so they are nationalizing right. businesses and then running them into the ground, running them into the red. I saw a story several weeks ago that 70% of the businesses that they've nationalized are in the red. And that's...
I'm surprised it's only 70%.
Right. I mean, who knows? We're probably getting the numbers from the government, so maybe they're cooking the books. But regardless, so you've got this incredibly terrible situation where if you're in business in Venezuela and they have not yet nationalized your industry, like if you've lucked out and haven't had, you know, your business taken from you, and I don't know, maybe you would prefer to have your business taken from you so at the very least you could have a reason to leave. If you're still one of those intrepid Venezuelan business people who are still in the marketplace, still trying to, you know, service your customers, trying to, you know, get your product out there and get your employees paid at the end of the day, God is bless you for doing that, and the government hasn't swooped in and taken your operation from you yet, well, then you have to deal with this exchange rate.
Well, hold on. So you just sort of mentioned two different things as if they were the same. So there are the industries that have been nationalized.
That's right.
And then there are businesses where the government has come in and just taken everything without saying you're nationalized.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is one of them is the government says we're taking over your business.
Right.
And the other is we're just taking all of your stuff.
Because you're going to shut them down is what you're saying.
Right. So there was the toy company where the Federales came in and seized all of the toys and said, you're charging too much. Yeah. We're taking all of your toys.
Gave away a bunch of Barbies.
There have been stories about... some of the bakeries that had some of their stuff seized because they were making too many confections or something. They weren't using the proper amount of state-sanctioned flour. They weren't using the proper ingredients. And
illegal
they had
donuts.
Their stuff taken. The Federales didn't say, we run this bakery now.
Yep, we're just taking
they
this.
Just took right. the stuff.
Just like the U.S. government going into marijuana stores and just taking the weed and never even charging someone.
Head shops.
Yeah, exactly.
And, oh, we're taking all of your glass pipes.
Good luck getting it back. So yeah, that all happens. But also, if you're still in business, and then you have to actually, and you still have a product that you can make legally, then you have to or purchase legally. Then you have to deal with the exchange rate, and
right.
your problem comes into play when the businesses around you outside of Venezuela, because again, most businesses in Venezuela have to import goods.
Yes,
they want to get paid in dollars. Well, you don't have the dollars necessarily, and it's not also legal for you to pay them in dollars either. So you're kind of in caught in a real, you know, rock and hard place situation where how do you get the product that you need to sell to your customers if you can't pay legally with the dollars that you need? You can't do it. I mean, it's like it's a
right.
near impossibility, and I'm sure it's not legal to buy from the black market, but ultimately that's probably where a lot of products come from these days.
Yes.
In Venezuela. So it's a mess. Back to the story here over at the Foundation for Economic Education. This is Fee.org's Marion L. Tupi writing. He says that, as I've argued before, all socialist countries eventually come to experience similar economic and political problems. And just as surely, there will always be those in the West who will jump to socialism's defense. Vladimir Lenin, the founder of the Soviet state, called such people useful idiots. I was reminded of the immensely seductive nature of socialism this week when Tucker Carlson, the host of the eponymous show on Fox News, hosted a young socialist from the Students and Youth for a New America. To give you a sense of the conversation between the two, I've transcribed some of Dakota Lilly's statements below.
And who is Dakota Lilly?
This is the person from the Students and Youth
okay.
for a New America. So a socialist, a young socialist.
Yep.
She says, quote, we need to acknowledge that what Venezuela is facing right now is terrorism at the hands of the opposition. Opposition has bombed schools, they have bombed buses, and they have taken wiring and strung it across roads to behead cops on motorcycles. These are not choir boys, these are violent extremists hell-bent on taking away the progress that Venezuela has made over the past few years. She said further, if you look at the casualties that have happened in the past few months in these protests, the majority of those who have been killed have been trade unionist leaders, have been dedicated Chavistas, have been people on the left. She says further, in terms of economics, the sanctions that the United States has put on Venezuela and the hoarding done by multinational corporations in Venezuela certainly does not help the economic situation, unquote.
So I will, you know, agree with part of that statement, that sanctions placed by the United States government don't help situations.
That's true. But that's about all that you can really agree
that's
with.
That's all I can agree yeah. with her on.
Right.
But, you know, at least, you know, there's something where we agree.
Almost everything that Lilly says is demonstrably false. Extensive reporting by the New York Times, hardly a promoter and defender of unbridled capitalism, shows that most of the victims of political violence in Venezuela have been anti-government protesters. And by the way, they've been dying at the hands of the thugs that she's talking about, the Chavistas,
right.
the motorcycle gangs that have been armed by the government there. There's more coming up, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about socialism. In the crown jewel of socialism, Venezuela. We'll get deeper into that coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. And our toll-free number, as always, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we're going to get back into this. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want if you want. Been discussing the story from FEE.org, the Foundation for Economic Education, looking at what Venezuela can teach young socialists. And he, the article's author here, Marion L. Tupi, is recounting an interview he saw on the Tucker Carlson show, where they had a young socialist on the air who was kind of defending and trying to explain what was going on in Venezuela. But as the article here points out, what the young socialist said, almost everything that came out of her mouth was demonstrably false. Even if you look to the New York Times, which, as they point out, is hardly a promoter and defender of unbridled capitalism, it shows that most of the victims of political violence in Venezuela have been anti-government protesters. Moreover, the sanctions imposed by the United States on a few individuals connected to the Venezuelan government have nothing to do with that country's economic meltdown. Aside from oil exports, Venezuela does not have or make anything that anyone in the world wants to buy. And that's because of the government's policies. that basically prevent them from doing business
yes.
worldwide. Thus, when the oil price collapsed from $140 to less than $50 a barrel, the country lost most of the foreign exchange it needed to purchase food and consumer goods abroad. Shortages ensued. Admittedly, it's not entirely fair to criticize American millennials for their almost unfathomable ignorance. The state school system is, by and large, broken. American pupils can go through years of primary and secondary education without learning about communist crimes and socialist economic failures. Solutions to these problems are not easy to find. History and economics are not the most popular of subjects, and more often than not, the faculties are left-leaning. I can tell you, when I was in government school, I found history to be the most boring class of them all because
I loved history.
One of the teachers, her idea of teaching the class, and this was at a supposed gifted school, mind you.
All right.
Her idea of teaching was to put up transparency after transparency of notes and have everybody copy them down.
So when you say transparency, she had one of the projector things and just
that's right.
put the
sheet after sheet after sheet after sheet of just rote copying, copying, copying. That's all the class was.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, she wouldn't even read the things?
Oh, she'd read it, but that's all the class was. Just her speaking these sheets as people took notes. Now, that wasn't every history class I ever had, but that was a great example of how boring.
But was there, like, Q&A of, what do you mean when you say that... You know, Emperor Palpatine did blah, blah, blah. And yes, I know Emperor Palpatine's from Star Wars. I couldn't think of anybody.
Yeah, whatever.
Constantine. That's a real life guy. So why did he fill in the blank?
I don't recall. I mean, we're talking about a long time ago. All that I really took away from the class was boring. So, you know, I think a lot of people have had that particular experience with history class. But going on here, to make matters worse, young people such as Dakota Lily are deeply idealistic and easy prey to the siren call of socialism. They see the imperfections of free market democracy at home and assume that countries with the opposite economic and political arrangements, such as socialist Venezuela, must offer a better life to their people. And, you know, shame on the fee for even calling this a free market.
Right.
I think that that's part of the problem here is that when you label the United States as free market, you are doing the free market a disservice. Because as you pointed, you gave a myriad of examples before, Daryl, regarding imports and businesses here in the U.S., where there's all kinds of controls by the government, all kinds of regulations that get in the way of people just getting things done, just trying to serve a customer.
Right. And we covered something, I think it was last Thursday, might have been last Friday, about a city not too far from where I was born and raised requiring teenagers that cut grass over the summer get a business license.
Was it Thursday night?
It was last week. I forget if it was last Thursday or last Friday.
Yeah.
But it was the night you weren't here. But, yeah, Gardendale, Alabama, telling teenagers, you have to pay us $110 to be able to cut grass.
Or else.
Some of these kids were saying, you know, like, yeah, I get $30 from this person and $20 from this person and $30 here.
Right.
So you've got to cut four lawns before you wind up breaking even.
Yeah.
And that's just on the business license. That's not counting the gas that you're paying to put in the mower.
Right.
Whatever you're, you know, spending to travel around, you know, assuming that you're leaving your neighborhood and not able to just walk to everybody. And then how often are people getting grass cut? Once every 2 weeks? Once a month?
In the South, probably at least once every 2 weeks, I would think. But still, it doesn't matter. It's the principle of that is that the government's standing in the way. That is not a free market.
Right.
The government is demanding an extraction from you.
My point is that, you know, just to show how horrible it is. Okay, so now this person has to work for a month before they wind up actually having something to show for it.
And didn't it turn out that it was the licensed people who were complaining, you know, the other businesses, the the yard landscapers, those people?
Yeah, the professional landscapers. Right. These kids are taking our germs!
Sick.
What?
Yeah,
it's almost as bad as, you know, the busybodies that run around calling the cops because some five-year-old selling lemonade and homemade cookies.
Yep, somebody calls the cops
and chances are the five-year-old didn't actually make the lemonade and homemade cookies, but still, let the five-year-old sell the lemonade and homemade cookies. Let the 12-year-old sell the lemonade and homemade cookies. Hell, let everybody sell lemonade and homemade cookies if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, what's the problem with it? I was glad to see that that a lemonade stand around the corner from the LRN.FM studios a few years ago was left unmolested. So I don't think we've had that problem in New Hampshire, but right. The lemonade crackdowns have happened in a lot of the states around the country, and it's a perfect example, especially for young people, of what life is like in the real world, where if you want to try to do business on whatever product or service, there's going to be some government bureaucrat who comes around and sticks his hand out, and then if you don't put money in it, he'll stick a gun in your face.
Right, and you have to ask the question, is the government bureaucrat doing this of their own volition, or are they doing it at the behest of someone else?
Well, they're always doing it at their own volition. I mean, the cops could... If a cop was called to a lemonade stand, he could laugh at the dispatcher and say, yeah, find somebody else, and take whatever consequences come from that.
Right, but...
So he's still doing it on his own volition, if he goes and...
Right, I understand that, the police officer is personally responsible for what actions he takes.
Just like in Nuremberg.
But there's the question of, is the police officer just that bored that he's driving around looking for lemonade stands?
Oh, God, I hope
or
not.
Is he responding because his supervisor said, hey, we got a call, I need you to go fill in the blank. Just like when you had the incident, what was it, close to a decade ago, the couch on the side of the house.
That's right.
Where it was one city bureaucrat that called and complained to another city bureaucrat, so then somebody came out.
Correct.
So it wasn't just the zoning guy was that bored that I'm going to go screw with Ian because of a couch.
There that came later.
Somebody else.
there was a bureaucrat who did that later on, Fred Parcells, but that was a different bureaucrat in that particular case.
But that's what I'm saying. Are they doing it of their own volition, or are they responding because some lawn service guy called and made a complaint? Some hotel called and said, this Airbnb is really hurting.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be at 90% capacity. Now I'm only at 89% capacity.
Right.
You really have to do something.
That happens all the time. You're absolutely right. But, I'd still blame the cop if they... Because the cop could... Even if the cop went, even if the cop didn't blow off the call, even if he was like, okay, I'll take care of it, and then he shows up, buys some lemonade from the kid, and leaves. He could have done that, too. So.
Sure.
So any cop that shows up and actually gives these kids a hard time is a scumbag.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make the point, and I hope it comes across to our more conservative listeners that, and the reason I say the more conservative listeners is those are the listeners that are more than likely going to say, we're a nation of laws. The laws have to be enforced.
Yep, even on little kids.
Even on little kids.
Lemonade.
And... these are also a lot of times the people, the police should just use discretion. Well, which is it? Do you enforce the laws or do you let them use discretion?
Right, because, please use discretion on everyone. Why should kids get a break? Give everybody a break. Let people just do business without asking permission from the government. So again, the idea of saying all of this was to say that calling the United States a free market is a huge problem, and they should know better over at the Foundation for Economic Education. Great organization. They really do some great writing. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the web. Website for your blog or new business. It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.